Israeli forces are preparing to withdraw from the West Bank town of Bethlehem in the latest show of support for the U.S.-backed roadmap for peace. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon met with his Palestinian counterpart Mahmoud Abbas today in Jerusalem. The two men discussed the Palestinian ceasefire, which suffered another breach today in the West Bank, and the prospect of releasing Palestinian prisoners and allowing Palestinian President Yasser Arafat to travel. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The third meeting between Ariel Sharon and Mahmoud Abbas was preceded by public statements presented in a determinedly optimistic setting. Palestinian and Israeli cabinet ministers sat in alternate seats, listening to the two prime ministers promise to take further steps toward peace. Sharon was well aware that the Palestinian ceasefire had suffered its second failure in 2 days. A Palestinian gunman was killed while attacking Israeli soldiers outside the West Bank city of Tul Karm. And he didn't fail to mention that peace can never coexist with terror. But he also reprised his comments of early April aimed at the Palestinian people.
In the name of the whole of the Israeli people, I say to you, we don't have a war against you. We don't want to control you or rule you, nor to write your fate. We want to live with you in peace, side by side, as good neighbors, with honor and mutual help.
Abbas, perhaps learning from the negative Palestinian reaction to his speech at last month's summit with Sharon and President Bush, made sure this time to refer to Palestinian national rights. But he also stressed that the Palestinian-Israeli conflict is political and must be solved by political means.
Every day that goes by without an agreement is a wasted day. Every life that is wasted is a human tragedy. Enough suffering, enough of killing. Let us go forward with bravery, without hesitation, towards a peace.
In their meeting, the two men discussed re-establishing joint committees to deal with issues such as the release of Palestinian prisoners, trade, security, and ending incitements to violence. Israel Radio reported that Sharon offered to permit Yasser Arafat to travel from his Ramallah compound to Gaza. Arafat's travel has been a contentious issue as the Sharon government, with the backing of the Bush administration, has sought to isolate the Palestinian leader. Earlier in the day, Abbas told Palestinian lawmakers that Israeli troops could withdraw from most Palestinian cities in a matter of weeks. Officials on both sides said that sounds optimistic, with Palestinian militant cells still vowing to carry out attacks. But as Sharon and Abbas shook hands today, they gave every appearance of being willing to give this peace effort a chance. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.